a new halacha, nisha, kneading. This melacha is opposite from tchina. Tchina means to make it from one item into small items. Now, nisha means opposite, to make from small items into one item. That is the melacha from nisha, from kneading. Like one takes dough, which one makes from flour into dough. That is the melacha from nisha, to make from flour into dough. Not only with food, there's a problem from nisha, also with not food. If someone wants to make cement, wants to make any object, any avka, one takes some powder, one wants to make it into a dough, then it's problem from nisha. So if Aleph, hamnesen kemach lemain, person put flour into water. Same thing is if you put water into the flour. Umegabloi. And he goes and mixes it together till it comes into a dough. The Shabbos, hai ze lisha ho asura mea toya v'chayev chapet. It is also mea toya to do that and v'chayev chapet. V'hu adin bedvorim she'enom divrei macho. The same halacha is with things which are not food. Kogoyim b'noisen mayim lemelech. Person puts water into cement. Oy le geves, or into geves, we call it plaster. Plaster, which from the powder from plaster, which one puts water inside it, and they make it into the plaster. Umegablom, and he goes and mixes it together. Shechayev chatas, yechayev chatas. That means you've got flour, or you've got cement, which is flour, or you've got geves, plaster, all these substances which are powder, and then goes and puts it together with water and makes it into one item with the water. That's the chiyuv from Issa, Lisha, on Shabbos, which is considered a melacha that min ha-Torah, also min ha-Torah to do that. So if they also liten mashka, one's not allowed to put any juice, le pirue pat, if you've got crumbs from bread, a kemach matzah, you've got matzah meal, ule gadlom, and to go and mix it together, ishumalechas lisha. If a person has any crumbs from bread or matzah meal, is not allowed to put inside it any sort of juice, because with that, he'll go and make lisha. If he mixes it together, the chayav yishum lisha is made from small items into one item. Techen, same thing is ein lepare biskavit. A person should not go and make into crumbs. Biskavitim, if it's biscuit, oy uga, if it's cake, ul'avam bigvina, and to mix them with the cheese. Talking about obviously with light cheese. Cheese which is watery a bit, which you can mix it into cream cheese. The person wants to put into the cream cheese, he wants to put in the biskavitim, or he wants to put in cake, that you're not allowed to do, because with that, you're making the cream cheese into one item, and makes it thicker. Oy beresek peirot, or you've got some mashed fruit, and you want to put inside this mashed fruit, you want to put in a bit of crumbs from cake, crumbs from biskavitim. But you know what to do. Even if you're doing it, let's say, even if you're doing it for the food from the child. You have to do it with a shinui. Come on, but even yod dalet, yod til yod zayin. So we learned here that you're not allowed to go and do any act which joins small pieces together. If it is putting water and flour together, and mixing it, or if it is cement, or if it is plaster, or you've got some food which like leftovers or crumbs from bread or crumbs from or kemach matzah, matzah meal, one's not allowed to put any sort of juice inside with them, do not and mix it together. Same thing to put the skivitim or cake into cream cheese or into fruit, which is mashkan. Anything which makes it into one item, when you mix it together, then it is also to do it on Shabbos.